Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now, remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening. It's now 8 minutes past the hour from Faith Radio. Good morning. Monday underway. Who made you the boss? What were you? What would you think? How would you feel if somebody asked you that question? And what if you're in management? What if you are the boss and somebody says, wait a minute, who made you the boss? Truth is, probably all of us have faced issues and situations where somebody else exercising authority over us, whether appropriate or not, whether they're actually strategically and positionally in authority over us, it can kind of set us off on the wrong foot, right? How best to resolve tensions over authority and people being bossy in ways that we don't like? Dr. Linda Mental is the relationship doctor. Her latest bestseller book, of course, is called We Need to Talk. She joins us on our guest line about this issue of authority and bossiness. Dr. Linda, welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here.
Hey, good morning, Austin. It's great to talk about this morning.
I'm thinking this is something we all relate to very well. And my surmising is that probably all of us have been on the short end of the stick, so to speak. We've been we felt as though we've been compromised by a situation like this. And probably many of us, if we were real honest, we've behaved inappropriately in these kinds of situations. But tell us where you begin to address this issue.
Well, this was an interesting. This is actually based off of a blog I wrote called "Who Made You the Boss?" Mm-hmm. And I was sitting in church one Sunday, and the pastor preached on Luke 20, and Luke 20 is the story of the vine dressers. In terms of, it's a parable about the wicked vine dressers. So, the man who owns the vineyard sends out these renters who actually are renting from a field to produce his crop and bring it back, and they keep killing all these people and making their own decisions and basically ignoring the owner. And the owner is representative, obviously, of God. And so even at the very end of the parable, the owner sends his son, which is Jesus, and they still kill him. And so most of the time when we read that parable, we're thinking about, oh, this is about, you know, not valuing stuff over who God is and understanding that everything belongs to Jesus and that we need to use our gifts wisely and not value stuff too much. But I was sitting there and my pastor had a very different take on this. He talked about this in terms of authority, and he was talking about this in terms of a parable that helps us really understand how we are to respond to authority. And what was so funny about this is I had just had this incident at work where my boss had basically said, we're going to do something this certain way. Mm-hmm. And I was like, really? That is just not right. We shouldn't be doing it. And I didn't say all this out loud. But I'm thinking, this is really bad. I don't think this is the way to go. But interestingly, he wasn't asking for my opinion. And I really didn't have the authority to make the decision that he was making. So the challenge was coming in with this parable is, how do I respond to that? And I think that situation that so many of us are in so often in our employment, or even in maybe even families where somebody is in the authority position, where somebody above us is telling us this is the way it's going to go. They're not asking for your input. They're not asking you to make the decision. They're basically saying, because I think this is best. And I think if we're honest, we're a little bit more like those renters in the parable where rebellion revs up inside of us. And a lot of times we don't handle that situation very well.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Linda Mental on our newsline here on the Faith Radio Network. She's written a very interesting piece entitled Who Made You the Boss? It's an editorial piece about authority and rejecting authority. As you point out in the piece that you wrote, Dr. Linda, the story in Luke chapter 20 that you cite, that's a story about the rejection of Jesus' claim to be the Messiah. It was a rejection of his deity, his status as God. And my goodness, that is the ultimate rejection, but even among us humans, people who are merely human, there is still rejection of authority that is quite legitimate and quite appropriate. It just seems to me that we live in a culture that says, well, everybody's opinion matters. Everybody's perspective is equally as valid as everybody else's. And if you say yours is more important, even if you have complete authority to exercise and impose your position on people, if you dare say it, well, you're a bad person. I mean, are we kind of getting to some degree anyway to a degree of moral relativism in our culture where nobody should have any say over anything?
I think that's the problem. And what we have to look at is our heart attitude. It, you know, it's really interesting. If you look through the Bible, there are so many good kings and bad kings, good rulers and bad rulers. But through all of this, you know, we have to remember that God allows these people to be in the positions that they are. Ultimately, there isn't a leader who's functioning today that God isn't allowing to lead. Mm-hmm. When you start to think about that, it really gives you a different way, I think, to respond to leadership. Now, clearly, Austin, there are times when we have to respond to leaders. I mean, we have to do what they tell us to do. But when we are so into our own opinion, our own view, the way we think it should go, and we're sort of ignoring the fact that these people are in authority over us, and that's what you're talking about, is that we've come into this culture where everything is you know, valued the same, and yet we're not in the position of leadership. We're not the one who's been given the authority or the power, nor do we have to suffer the consequences of those leadership decisions. So we do have to look at when is it appropriate for us to say, okay, I don't really agree with what this person is doing or saying, but you know what? They're my boss. I need to go along with this. And then there are times when we absolutely have to say, I can't go along with this because of the moral issue maybe involved in it. So we're talking, there's two different distinctions I want to make. One is when you're feeling morally compromised and you do have to take a stance. But I think those are a little bit clearer in most of our minds. It's these everyday issues where we just kind of think, you know what, my boss is an idiot. I know better. I should be doing whatever I want to do. And that is the cultural seep that I think you're talking about that we need to be very careful that we guard against in our hearts.
Let's talk about that as we continue in just a moment. Dr. Linda Mental on our news line as we talk about authority and appropriate responses to it. Let's set aside the evil leader problem for a moment, recognizing that at times we are called to not agree with evil and to disagree with evil and to oppose evil. Let's set aside that for a moment. What about the case of a leader who is not evil? We just don't like what they're doing. We have a disagreement with them, like somebody in our family or in our workplace. We'll talk about that scenario further with Dr. Linda in just moments. 16 past the hour for the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill. Don't go anywhere. It's 18 minutes past the hour from the Faith Radio Network, and I'm Austin Hill. Still to come, SRN headline news in just about 12 minutes from now. Our great friend, Dr. Linda Mental, she hosts her own program heard on the weekends here at Faith Radio. She's on our guest line right now as we talk about problems with authority in the workplace. So, Dr. Linda, back to where you left us a few moments ago. We have a supervisor, a managerial figure in our workplace, and their authority is legitimate, and they have the rightful authority to say, here's how things are going to go, and we disagree. Where do we pick up from there?
Well, let me use a situation that I had to deal with recently, because I think real life work experience is probably the best way to flesh this out. So what I did, so there was a decision that was made, and I really had issues with the decision. The first thing I had to do, if I look at how I respond to this in a godly fashion, and I think that's what's important, that I have to respect authority, and that may not be a cultural idea, but that's a godly idea. Mm-hmm. So I asked permission first. I was like, I do have a few ideas about this. Would you be interested in hearing this? And the person was okay with that. My boss was okay. He said, okay. So what I ended up doing was giving my opinion, giving the consequences that I saw coming from this decision and where I would have my concerns. He was really good. He listened to it. He goes, okay, I hear it, but you know what? We're still going with what I said. So there's where the challenge comes. You give your concerns, you give your ideas, you clearly lay out a plan that you think is going to take this in the wrong way, and then they still say, we're not going that direction. Here's where I think it's really important. I've done everything I can. I'm not in power at that point. Now, how do I deal with that? And this is where I was really convicted sitting in that church pew, is that typically, what do I do? Well, a lot of times I'll complain. I'll start gossiping among my coworkers. I'll talk about why I knew better than he knew better at this. Look what's going to happen. If he doesn't listen to me, where is this going to go? And I felt really convicted of that, Austin, where I felt like I needed to just say nothing and go, okay, God, I said my piece. I did what I needed to do. Now, he's yours. He's your, you know, you have him in charge. Then just let me handle this in an appropriate way.
Right.
So this time I didn't do any of those things, which is hard, because that's the human part of you, is you want to just complain and go, really? And you want to get allies for your position, and you want to tell everybody why you're right and that person is going to be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But that really isn't a sign of respect of the person, especially when you've given your ideas already to the direct person.
You know, as you're describing this, this is so relatable. I think all of us can imagine being in that situation that you're in. Probably a good many of us have been in that situation like you're describing, and we didn't choose the course that you did necessarily and didn't handle things so well. That said, how do we remain, I guess, steadfast in our convictions, so to speak, while at the same time, I want to call it acquiescing and saying, okay, I've said my piece, as you stated just a moment ago. I've made it clear that here's the trouble I see up ahead. Here's the direction I think we need to go. But you're the boss. You take the reins and I will follow you. How do we strike that balance?
Well, here again. So what happened is I didn't badmouth the boss. I didn't do the complaining thing. And interestingly enough, the situation kind of came around again, where the position I was, the concerns I had, one of them actually surfaced. So again, without going in and going, hey, I told you so, or trying to be all puffed up about that, I kind of went back to the boss again and revisited that and said, you remember when I brought up that concern? I think what we're seeing is we're seeing that again. So I didn't just acquiesce, because in this case, I really felt like it was a dangerous direction we were going.
Mm-hmm.
I had another opportunity, and I actually prayed about this and had another opportunity to bring it up again. And this time I got some momentum with that. Now, doesn't mean you always will, but I think when you feel strongly about something, especially if it's from a real concern for handling whatever it is you're doing in that position in a right way, you still try to bring it up in a way that is honoring and that is respectful and not all about you, but about the issue. So I don't think we have to just give in when those things happen, but we have to find a way to do it that's in order. And that's the problem that a lot of us have, is we just want to blow up, get mad, threaten to leave, you know, badmouth the person rather than doing this in an orderly and respectful fashion.
Very difficult, very fine line to walk at times. Dr. Linda Mental, writing on authority, her latest piece is entitled, Who Made You the Boss? For some people, they are quite legitimately the boss, and it's incumbent upon you and me to acknowledge that and to respond accordingly. I've put the Who Made You the Boss piece on the at Morning Austin Twitter account, so check that out. I strongly encourage you to read that and get a hold of this and share it with those you think for whom it'll be beneficial. Dr. Linda Mental wrote it. Her latest book is called We Need to Talk. How do you encourage, my final question here, how do you encourage us to talk productively about this issue of authority, maybe even beginning a positive, healthy discussion about appropriate responses to authority within our own family? Where do we start?
Well, that's a great question, because I think there is an erosion of authority. And like you said at the very beginning of our conversation, that everybody's opinion seems to be equally valued. You talk about the structure of the family, that ultimately parents are in charge, that you can certainly bring up things and that everybody in the family should have a say in what's going on, but somebody ultimately has to make the decision. And that's a good learning ground for kids to say there's a point where you can talk and you can be respectful and you can learn how to do this. You can deal with conflict in an honoring way. But eventually, there's always someone in charge and someone has to make the decision. And I think we need to remind kids that when you are a leader and when you are in charge, you do have more on your plate and you are going to be judged for what you do with that ultimately. So ultimately, everybody gets judged by God. But in the meantime, there are people that are placed in authority over us. They are placed there by God, or they're allowed to be in those positions by God. And we have to do everything we can to learn how to honor and respect authority, still moving in the things that we think were important. So family's a great place to start. However you learn to do that, you take that into your workplace a lot of times and repeat those same patterns.
Dr. Linda Mental, find her at myfaithradio.com. Again, I tweeted her very latest editorial piece on this issue of authority. At Morning Austin is where you'll find it on Twitter. Dr. Linda, thanks as always. Great to talk with you, and thanks for shedding light on a difficult issue. We look forward to talking again soon.
All right. Have a great week.
And to you as well. 26 minutes past the hour. Faith Radio Network. That's what you're listening to. I'm Austin Hill. Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.